Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There was one major news development last Friday beyond the horrible terrorist attacks in Paris, France. The same day, the staff of the International Monetary Fund released its finding that the Chinese renminbi yuan now meets all the criteria for it to be considered freely usable and widely traded in the principal foreign exchange markets. Therefore, this report recommended that the yuan be included as a reserve currency in the IMF's special drawing rights. The same day, IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde issued a statement saying in part, quote, "I support the staff's findings. The decision, of course, on whether the yuan should be included in the SDR basket rests with the IMF's executive board. I will chair a meeting of the board to consider the issue on November 30, unquote. Analyst David Levinger stated, quote, "Essentially, this is a done deal, unquote. This SDR change could take place next summer. Well, what does this mean? Special drawing rights can be used by central banks in certain circumstances to help manipulate currency values. The value of the SDRs is calculated from the current values of the US dollar, euro, British pound, and Japanese yen. The dollar's current value represents 41% of the SDR. To add the yuan to the SDR, one or more of the other currencies, almost certainly the dollar, will see their weighting diminish. I predict that the yuan will have a 5-10% weighting in the SDR. Analysts at Standard Chartered Bank and AXA Investment Managers predict that at least $1 trillion of global reserves will convert to Chinese assets when the yuan becomes part of the SDR. The US dollar and US Treasury debt now account for about 60% of global central bank reserves. Almost certainly, hundreds of billions of dollar-denominated reserves will be repatriated to the U.S. government as part of this transition, where the holders expect to receive goods, services, or assets for the dollars they dump. Stated simply, the value of the U.S. dollar will fall next summer. Are you prepared? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.